Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks so much for listening. I'm really grateful that you are spending your day with me, or 5 minutes of your day with me. I'm grateful. We are in Mark chapter 6, and we are in verses 35 through 44, and we're in the Voice translation. It says this: "He began to teach them many things as the day passed. At last, the disciples came to Jesus. 'It's getting late, and there's nothing around for miles. Send these people to the surrounding villages so they can buy something to eat.' Jesus said, 'Why don't you give them something to eat?' 'What? It would cost a fortune to buy bread for all these people.' Jesus said, 'Does anyone have any bread? Go and see.' The disciple said, 'There are 5 pieces of flatbread and 2 fish, if that makes any difference.' Jesus said, 'Listen. Tell them to gather in smaller groups and to sit down on that green patch of grass.' And so the disciples gathered the people in groups of 100 or of 50, and they sat down. Jesus took the 5 pieces of flatbread and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, thanked God for the food, and broke it. He gave the pieces to the disciples to distribute, and all of the people ate until no one was hungry. Then they gathered 12 baskets full of leftovers. That day, 5,000 men ate their fill of the bread when Jesus fed the hungry crowd." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this amazing story we've heard so many times, but I think it's really, really cool that so little became so much. And so, Lord, as we lay our lives down before you today, we might feel that we have little to give you, but you can make much out of it, Lord, because your Spirit gives us the power to do amazing things. You can create bread out of little pieces of bread. You can create fish out of just a couple fish. You can feed a crowd of 5,000 men, which means there was thousands and thousands of others there as well. And as one who probably goes to a church the size of how many you fed, to me that's an amazing thing, because I go to a church of probably 15,000 people, and to think that all those people would be fed to their satisfaction from just a short and small amount is just amazing. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who provides. You are the manna from heaven. You are the bread of life. You also are the one who sustains us. So, Lord, we look to you and our faces are radiant. We look to you. We praise you because you are the one who provides for us. And Lord, I thank you just what you taught the disciples here, that you even used them. You didn't get the glory for yourself. You actually allowed them to be a part of that miracle. And that's such a beautiful picture of the body of Christ, that as we are in this world, as we bring the kingdom of God here in the now, and as we long for the not yet, you give us little things to have, and then we pass them out and you multiply them, and that way we can't give glory to ourselves but to you. And so, Lord, we pray you would multiply the works of our hands, multiply the words that we say, multiply the love that we give, multiply just the conversations that we have that are life-giving conversations. We pray that you'd use them through the power of your Holy Spirit to bring many to you. Not only just to feed people and that they're satisfied, but just that they would be spiritually fed because they are spiritually hungry. Help us to have words of life, and those words only come from you. Lord, help us to be so steeped in your word that we can't help but say it every single day when we have conversations that our conversations would be peppered with scripture and principles from your word. Lord, help us to feed on it, to feast on it, to have our fill of your word, because it's life-sustaining. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It sustains us. It gives us hope. It helps us to understand who you are in our finite little minds. You are great. We are small. You do great things with our smallness, and we acknowledge that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Holy, holy, holy is your name. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's a bunch of different levels there, and this helps keep the show on the air and pay for William, who is our new engineer, and he's doing a great job. So thank you for helping me to be able to pay William for the excellent job he does in the Prayer Every Day show. Have a great day.